I'm Yvette Mayer, and this is the Lit Up and Liberated Entrepreneur Podcast. I'm a corporate dropout with a 30-year background in marketing and advertising, who after a breast cancer-style wake-up call realised I felt stuck and drained and longed to feel lit up and liberated. Forward to today, and I am living that reality. I'm an online intuitive business coach with a multi-six-figure business, living as a digital nomad, and supporting my clients, my students, and you to grow online businesses that are profitable, scalable, and impact-driven. If you're ready to feel lit up and liberated as you claim your place as a digital CEO, you're in the right place. Let's dive in.
Hello, and welcome back to the Lit Up and Liberated Entrepreneur Podcast. This is a solo episode, and for the second time ever, I am recording from my car. And it seems fitting to me that I have chosen to do this today, because of the journey I've been on since the last time I recorded from the car, which was back in February 2021. And I was sharing my decision to become a digital nomad. I was right in the middle of the decision, and it happened super quickly after that recording. Now I'm in December, so we're, 10 months later, and I have officially spent the last 9 to 10 months living nomadically. And in that time, I have travelled, all sorts of places, from the New South Wales South Coast to Uluru for my 50th birthday, and then on to a road trip that took me from Sydney all the way up to the top of Australia, Cape Tribulation at the tip of the East Coast, and back down again. And as I record this, I am actually driving towards Sydney and towards my home of, or primary residence at least, and house that I actually own, share with the bank and a massive mortgage, in a suburb of Sydney called Balmain. And I am going back there to officially close the chapter in my life in that house. I have sold it. I sold it almost 3 months ago, and it settles on December 20. So by the time you're listening to this episode, it may have even already happened. Wow. Huge. It's huge. And it's only just really dawning on me in this very moment how big this is. I mean, I had no idea in February of this year, and really even to the middle of the year, that this was something that I would consider. But it was the experience of being, let's call it untethered, nomadic, and realizing that home is where you make it. It is not a place as such. And so on my adventures, in every place that we, Chili and I, called home, once we got in there and I unpacked and I put things, you know, into their place, my diffuser, my jewelry, my meditation corner, all of those things, it became home. And I never realized just how much you can create a home on the road until that moment. And I have. Yeah, I've absolutely lived away from home. Even since I bought the property that I am now going home to close, I lived in New York for 5 years and had it rented out the entire time. So it's not like I have been tethered to that house for the last, I think it's been 13, 14 years since I've purchased it. Not at all. But I haven't had this experience where I am so mobile and yet still feel very much at home. That being said, I will share that right now I'm driving from our South Coast property. and I say the words, our South Coast property, regularly, but I'm going to give you a little bit more context than that today. So my mother bought this property as an investment property, I want to say 10 years ago, maybe a little bit more, when she was still working. She's 75 now, so, and maybe it was more actually, maybe it was 15 years ago. I think it was a little more than 15. No, sorry. It was between 10 and 15, I would say. And in the beginning, it was very much rented out as that investment property, and we used it on occasion for family holidays. And then when Mum retired, she couldn't service the mortgage anymore. Retired, of course. And when she originally bought the property, she paid for half of it. I want to use the words in cash, but basically she had enough money to fund half of the property sale cost, and she had a mortgage for half of it. And then when she retired, she signed over the half of the property that she already owned to my brother, my sister, and myself, and also signed over the rest of the mortgage. So we took on what would be a sixth of the value, roughly at the time, each in mortgage, and we've been paying the mortgage ever since, and therefore I, along with them, own a third of this property each. Now, over the years, what started off as a good investment, it didn't unfold that way, honestly. The house deteriorated somewhat over the years, and it's a really interesting house. It was a three-bedroom house that the previous owners converted into one bedroom because the bedrooms were tiny. And then, in addition to that one bedroom, we converted the garage into another bedroom, and there was always a separate queen bedroom granny flat as well. So there's always been enough room for us as a family to really, really squash in there. And when I say family, I'm talking my brother, my sister, and they are both married with three kids each. Yes, we have fit all of us there at once. The kids love taking over the lounge room and putting up, like when they're younger, putting up makeshift tents, that sort of thing. And we've loved it, but from an investment perspective, it got more and more difficult to rent. We had it on not Airbnb, but homeaway.com. We kept getting complaints. It got too stressful. So a few years ago, we just gave up. And from then on, it's been sitting there being used no more than 6 weeks a year while we still pay our mortgages. However, that has changed somewhat for me personally since I left my corporate job because, well, game changer, when that part of the South Coast got access to high-speed internet and we installed that into the property, night and day it went from a difficult place to work from, because I used to have a dongle sort of thing, to, oh my God, the Wi-Fi at the property is faster than it is in Sydney, for me, at least in Balmain where I was living. And so last Christmas was when I really started to appreciate how much I loved being at that house. It is waterfront, and that's pretty special to sit and work staring out at the water the entire time. It's also gotten, interestingly, closer to Sydney. Not closer distance-wise, but quicker to drive between because there's been a lot of work done on the road. So when we first bought the property, I think it was a 3-hour drive. Now it can be as fast as 2 hours, 20 minutes. 2.5 is what I would say it usually is, but it can be even better. And along with that and the faster Wi-Fi, we've all matured. And whilst originally we were like, but it's not on the beach, now we really love that it's not really a river. Is it a river? Anyway, It is on the water, and it's so beautiful. The sunrises there are amazing. The house itself has high ceilings.
And now it's going to be my home base for likely the next 5 months. So whilst I'm still officially a digital nomad, I do have a very comfortable place to lay down some roots for the next little while. And maybe, who knows, maybe in future I will return there every summer. What I will say is this, it's quite remote in that not a lot happens there. It's quiet. It's a good 20 minutes from even coffee shops and things like that. And in winter, it, in my opinion, is boring. And so I don't want to be there in winter, but for this time of the year, we've all been investing in paddle boards. I've got bean bags out the front and I am happy, happy, happy. So that's what's been going on in the world of my digital nomad life. I feel pretty good about the fact that I'm going home to pack up my house that's been sold, and this time next week, just over a week, it will have settled and I will have more money in my bank account than I could ever have imagined. Epic, right? Epic. And yes, I am talking about over seven figures. It's so funny because on my vision board for this year, from the beginning, I had that I'd make seven figures this year. And yes, of course, that was a very big business dream and is potentially maybe a year, two or three away for me at this point. However, it has materialized. I have made that kind of money, and that's after paying off my mortgage. I'm also paying off my part of the mortgage on this property, and I'm still cash rich to the tune of seven figures. Wild, 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 wild. So there's a lot of investing ahead for me as I make sure that that money grows over the next few years whilst I continue to live a little bit more nomadically. And I am waiting out the market. I want to see what happens with the market in Australia with real estate before I jump back in. And so, yeah, I feel really, really grounded in that decision, very happy with it. It could change. Gosh, like I said, back in February, I didn't even know I'd be selling my house in Sydney. And so 10 months later, here we are. And the other reason I wanted to jump in and have a chat today as I make this drive was because I've also decided that I am going to be investing not just into the markets and maybe a little bit of crypto, but also into my business. And I wanted to share with you what that looks like and the process that I've been through in terms of team over the last couple of years, because if you're not going through this now, you likely will be in the future. And it's been a little challenging to navigate. I'm not going to lie. I have had resource and always contracted versus full-time, but I've had resource supporting me in different ways on and off for the last, probably the last 18 months. And that has taken different shape at different times. Originally, it was a podcast editor. So if you go back in the episodes, there's a phase where it's a highly edited show and there's even little mnemonic audio in between sections, things like that. VA originally, 5 hours a week, I think I had about 18 months ago. And at the end of last year, as I went through so much change in my life, well, it was actually early this year, I decided that I wanted to strip it right back, as I stripped my business right back, to be more simply focused on the Momentum Mastermind. And I took everything back. Outside of my bookkeeping, I took everything back in-house. All admin tasks, podcast editing, the works, every last bit. And I realized that with the stage of my business and the singularity of focus that I could easily do it all. I really could. And so that's what I did for the first 6 months of this year. But as we continued through the year and I navigated my way into digital nomad life and actually felt the transition from a lot of one-on-one work to more group work happen for me, and that meant I was able to reimagine how my working week looked and actually work less. That I knew at that point, for me to truly embrace my role as the CEO of my business, I needed to get serious about growing a team that would support me to elevate further into not just working less, not at all. It was actually more about focusing my efforts only on my true zones of genius, the things that light me up and that I am uniquely positioned to do in my business. And I think for me and for most, that looks like messaging and directing the strategy around content and messaging and building authority, as well as the craft that is my coaching and my teachings and developing content for that. In a nutshell, marketing, face of the brand, really enjoying strengthening my voice, my perspective, growing, yeah, just the credibility and level of vibration and energy that I bring into the world, as well as creating the most epic programs that transform lives and just loving on my clients so much that they have a absolutely fantastic experience, stay around for the long term, and also want to share with others that experience. But that's a journey, right, to get to that place. And I'm not saying that I am there right now, but I am closer. I am so much closer than I've ever been. And that's what I wanted to share with you a little bit more on in terms of the last 6 months. So the last 6 months, I have expanded out from the Momentum Mastermind with Digital Product Academy, as well as the Limitless Inner Circle Mastermind. And I, over those 6 months, hired 2 virtual assistants offshore. One is my admin virtual assistant, the lovely Steph, and the other is what I call my tech virtual assistant. So there's quite a difference in terms of the tasks they manage for me. The admin VA is what it sounds like, a lot of admin. Things like downloading and uploading recordings, making some social media assets, things like that. And my tech VA originally was creating my video content assets. I'm talking about video testimonials and editing those into really polished promos that I use not just in social media, but mostly on my sales pages. So that was the last few months. And what I've found over that time is whilst that resource has really settled in and I am so grateful and thankful for that work being kind of off my plate, but it wasn't just that, because some of that work I wasn't doing myself, and so I've still been doing a lot of admin. And the other thing I became aware of was a resistance to briefing in more work to my VAs because it felt hard. It felt like there was more admin work involved in me showing them how to do things, and so I fell back into some of my old behaviors of doing things myself that I actually have resource in place that could support me with. And forward to selling my house, that was a moment in time when suddenly regardless of my business income, I knew that I was in a very fantastic financial position and could definitely invest in more support. And look, my business is developed and can support more resource, but the fear was there until this moment, right? So now I have, in the last few weeks, taken the next big step. That is, I have hired a more senior local resource. I have positioned her as my executive VA. She's trained as an executive assistant, although she also has her own digital business that is an eBay business. No, sorry, an Amazon business. And therefore is very interested in all things digital marketing. And she started with me about 4 weeks ago. And this has been the greatest up-leveling experience of my business so far. And it's quite interesting. I am likely to have shared this with you back in January. I can't remember, but I'm likely to have shared my word of the year on the podcast, and it was upgrade. And I truly believe at this point that I have upgraded in every level of my business this year, and this is a prime example. So I now have a much more premium resource in place, and it is her responsibility to manage and project manage. I'm talking about both my other virtual assistants and also be there as a day in, day out support for me for whatever I need, working, you know, in sync with me. I have completely upgraded, is that word again, upgraded my systems. We have maybe 6 or 7 Trello boards that are team specific, standard operating procedures for each of the different roles, team boards so that we can all see what each other's working on, specific Trello boards that go into things like how to run the Facebook group, and so on and so on and so on. I've also enabled my beautiful exec VA, hello Lyndall, to manage the entire podcast process, which, by the way, I hadn't realized there were so many steps involved with until I had to teach somebody else to do it for me. My goodness. And you know what's interesting? I was finding that with the podcast, it felt like work rather than joy. Yes, some joy, like the recording joy, but I always knew that the recording came with the editing and the mixing and the writing the show notes and the uploading it and all the things. Like, that's just a half of it. And over these last few weeks, I've slowly let go of every single part of that. And now my tech VA is editing my podcast, but my exec VA is managing the process. And guess what? I can't wait to record new episodes now, because they don't come with anything but this beautiful space where I get to communicate with my audience and share what's on my heart and also interview the most incredible guests. And this is also affecting how I show up in terms of clarity and energy in all of my content. I feel more in alignment, more strategic, more able to project my voice, because I am not bogged down in a lot of the minutiae. And we're just getting started, so this is only going to improve, and that excites me to no end. But what I've learned that I wanted to share with you in this process is the very process of preparing yourself to onboard not just a team, but the standard operating procedures in a way that, and the way I've done it is like, I'm preparing so that I never have to do this again, that anybody that joins my team from here on in, all of these processes are already in place. That is what I'm doing right now. And it feels expansive. Yes, it feels like a bit of work, but I know that it's delayed gratification and I'm fine with it. So as an example, I thought I had great processes already, but I discovered that with the podcast specifically, because there's so many moving pieces, that I needed a specific, what I'm using is a Google spreadsheet, one place where every single element for every single episode is mapped out and checked off. I did that yesterday, and just looking at that and seeing all of those steps broken down, and also empowering Lyndall to completely manage it and know that there's nothing missing, it's just golden. And I can't wait to take everything that I've developed and share that with my clients and my mastermind clients. I already had a session with the Limitless Inner Circle women this week where I went through my onboarding deck, which was a Canva presentation to my exec VA, which is, I think it was 30 slides in the end, and also all of the Trello boards, and allowed them to use it as a template. And I did the same thing with all of the Trello boards. So I'm always, when I'm setting these things up, it's not just for me, it's for you as well. And I wanted to share that as well, because it's not just about the hiring, it's the energetic upgrade. I feel this so deeply. And typically, we are more ready to take on support than we realize. And it's only us that get in the way. Like this whole, I can do it faster. Yeah, I can do it faster. Do I want to? No, I now know for sure I don't want to. I can do it better. Can I? To this point, probably still yes. But does it need to be done 100% perfectly? No. 80% is absolutely fine. And I'm still here quality controlling at the moment. It's all good. And wow, right? Wow. So my message to you is start to explore this even if you think you're not ready yet. Like my two of my VAs of the three are based in the Philippines. They are incredibly cost effective, and I know that all of you can actually stretch yourself to at least take on support for a couple of hours a week even now. And I want you to start having that experience so you don't leave it too long, and you also get that energetic upgrade and begin to experience what it feels like to truly be supported. That is my message for today. I hope you've enjoyed this From the Car conversation. Please jump into my Instagram DM if you've got any questions on this. If you're in my mastermind, watch out, because you are about to experience the podcasting masterclass that I have promised, and it's coming with special extras, including my step-by-step Google worksheet. So you never have to worry about all of the steps, and you can immediately get some help and get it happening fast and love the whole process. Thanks again for listening. I'll be back with you soon. Bye. Tuning in to this episode of the Lit Up and Liberated Entrepreneur podcast. I truly appreciate you being here. And if you appreciate me, why not jump on into iTunes and leave me a review? 5-star would be nice. Share it on social media. I can't wait to get to know you. Jump into my DM on the gram anytime, @YvetteMayer_. Other than that, there's a boatload of info in the show notes. I can't wait to be back in your ears soon. Bye for now.